views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Woohoo! Welcome everyone to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so, so excited for today's show. We have a new co-host. We have a new co-host, and I cannot wait to introduce you to her. Let me give you a little bit of background of what this amazing woman is all about. Here she is, visual spiritual teacher, Julia, also known as Hummingbird Jewel. She holds a Doctor of Divinity and has studied spirituality since 1974. She was influenced at an early age by her own personal experiences of mystical events. This put her on a path of study which has not stopped. She spent 30 years working in corporate environments, and after graduating from College of the Redwoods and then obtaining her certification as a paralegal from Humboldt State University, located in Northern California. She continued her studies of the divine while working as a paralegal and in the human resource field. After leaving the corporate environment in 2008, she started her own business as a nanny extraordinaire, retiring in 2017 to launch Hummingbird Jewel Enterprises, HBJ. Her adventures in utilizing her psychic gifts began in 1996, working as a psychic reader for the Psychic Eye Bookstore in Mount View, California. She continued to do her readings privately for clients after moving to Colorado and then to Texas in the year of 2000. When she launched Hummingbird Jewel Enterprises, she also developed her mystical signature fragrance oil, Julia. She also shares her reverse aging product and advice that has caused her personal vibrancy and youthful vigor. In 2018, Julia became one of the world's first WellPoint Hypnosis Method practitioners, completing level one spiritual hypnosis training. She's scheduled to participate in level two training in 2019. It's her goal to continue in her studies of this new technology as she believes in the science behind spirituality and is welcoming in the quantum age. 10% of her donations received from readings, spiritual hypnosis sessions, or money that's made from donations from purchases of products is given to charity. It's her dream to someday have a perpetual charitable foundation for the benefit of children. Currently residing in the Woodlands of Texas, Julia is passionate about her work to help and guide others, giving back via charity, and strives to accomplish her mission statement every day, which is to teach love by being an example of love. Welcome to the show, Jewel Hummingbird.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. I'm so blessed to be a part of Transformation Talk Radio Show, because my teacher, Christina Winslow, had suggested that I get onto the radio, and I didn't know what that was going to look like. And I didn't even really search out anyone, but I wanted to do a radio show. And so meeting you and getting to know you in the last few weeks it's such a blessing and an honor that I have this beautiful platform, and I just feel so thankful. So thank you very much, Transformation Talk Radio.
Yes, thank you, Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you to the team at Transformation Talk Radio so that they support us where we can share our gifts with the world, which is supporting you. So we're so thankful to our audience. We're so thankful for listening and tuning in. And Julia, this is your debut today because you are going to be on with the Cornelia Stephanie Show for the next 12 months. And you're going to come on once a month on Fridays at, and it's going to be the third Friday of every month. And it's 12 noon Pacific time, 12 to 1, and where you are in Texas, that would be 2 to 3. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Right. So it's wonderful to have you, because now what we're going to do, we're going to have such a fantastic, because you and I met behind the scenes, and we were talking about how do we want to roll this out, and what is it that we really want to do, and so that we can support you and bring you the best tools, right? Navigating this quantum new expansion that we're currently finding ourselves in, all of us. And so, but first, before we do that, I want to find out first, you know, tell me about who is Hummingbird Jewel and how did you get there? How did you go from being a maid to having it made?
Yeah, that's my little coined phrase. And it's just because that was my very first job when I was 14. I lied about my age to work as a motel maid. And then I went into bussing tables and waitressing. And then, you know, the story of my corporate, you know, worked in carpet, that when I ended my career as a nanny extraordinaire, nannies actually are maids. We just take care of kids, but we also take care of the homes. We take out garbage. We walk dogs. We, you know, you clean homes. And I don't want to downplay a maid, because I loved doing it. I loved being a nanny. It was just a play on words, but I do love the way that I'm able to now do what my life mission, and to launch Hummingbird Jewel Enterprises is a dream come true. It's really exciting. So I've come from the other side of the tracks, but not so far down, because I've been a mission, you know, mission trips for children. So I've seen the slums of Kenya and Dominican Republic and Guatemala, and those people really, you know, have it a little rougher than, I mean, but my upbringing was humble beginnings. And so it's just been a trajectory in my life to come from the other side of the tracks and then through some hardships, which I'm going to share every month, because my Facebook shows this, you know, positive, vibrant, smiling, happy person. And I am, I really am. I am. But I have also been through a lot of hardships. And I want to share that because I want you to know that you can do that too. You can come out of the darkness or addiction or abuse or multiple divorces. So, you know, I'll be bearing all, you know, every month we'll get to know me just a little bit more, and I'll share some of my experiences with the audience.
And it's so wonderful. And you really are an example of love, because part of, you know, your mission, you're really walking your talk. And I love how you give back to the children's foundations and the charities and what you do, that 10% of everything. It's a really good model. And it's not something that I'm currently doing, but just being in this energy right now is making me aware of that. And so I'm going to be shifting things in my life to move in that direction also, even though I do a lot of different work and a lot of different charities and different things, but yes. I don't have a set standard for the 10%. So, but I like that idea. It's a wonderful model. And I really appreciate you, you know, sharing that. And then tell us a little bit about your psychic gifts. You've been a psychic since you were a little girl, right?
Yeah, I used to channel and I had out of body experiences, but I've always been a really strong skeptic. And I think it's really interesting that the biggest skeptics turn out to be the biggest spiritual teachers in the end. I mean, a lot of the quantum physicists, they didn't believe in God. And then after all their research, they were brought to that point. So when I'd have the out-of-body experiences, I would, oh, that's just a nightmare. Or you know, I didn't really embrace it when I was a child, but I started reading it voraciously at a very young age to try to figure things out and just try to take care of myself and my family situation. So that really helped me a lot. And my mother, and I never want to demonize my mother. I love her. I'm the way I am because of her. But she yanked me out of church when I was about 5 or 6 and told me there's no God. God couldn't create the earth in 7 days. Christians just want to take your money. Because her mother had gotten taken over by some evangelist or something, you know. So that's pretty shocking to a child because I was like having fun singing Jesus songs and, you know, and in Bible school. So it's kind of like, you know, Santa Claus isn't real and God isn't real. So you believe your mother, right? And so I kind of had a clean slate for as far as coming to my own understanding of God and spirituality. And I started actually with Eastern religions, studying Hermann Hesse. And somebody gave me a Hermann Hesse book and I started reading Siddhartha. Didn't know anything about Buddhism at all. And so I love the way my path has been because it's really been my own. You know, like I didn't read the Bible until I was in my 40s. That's another story. But I embrace a lot of different things from different religions. And so it's been quite a journey.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of wisdom there. And so tell me, you know, how did your mission statement, you know, based on the history of what you were just talking about, how did your mission statement teach love by being an example of love? How did that evolve?
That's an interesting story. I actually, like you, will receive messages. I call them incoming messages. And most of the time, they're not really loud and audible. You know, not like I hear a voice. It'll just come through my mind. But this time I'm walking out in Colorado, 11,000 feet up. There's no cell phones. There's no tower. And I hear a voice and it says, read the Bible. And I'm like, I mean, it was kind of like Earl James Jones. And so I look around, literally looking around and just like, I'm like, okay. So I went and I bought a Bible and I tried to read it like a book. But if, you know, I'm in my 40s, if you try to read a Bible, and I'm really good with the English language, and it was like Chinese to me. So it would be several years later that I was actually able to read it. And one day I was spiritually fit. Sometimes you have to get to a point. And some people will say, well, the Holy Spirit entered you, and that's why you could read it. I don't know, but I was able to read it. And I read just the New Testament. And I just resonated to the Christ consciousness. And I resonated that Christ was teaching love by example. And I was searching for my life mission. I was asking. When you ask for something and then wait, you know, what would it look like for me to know what my life mission is, you know? Or say you want abundance in your life. What would it look like to have abundance in my life? The universe, your brain starts to work towards that. But that's what I felt was the Christ's message to me. And that's where that my mission statement came from. Thank you for asking that question.
That's such a great story. That is such a great story. And audience, here's your big question already, your big gift right now. And that is to ask the question. Ask the question, what is your mission? What is your mission? What is your vision? What is it? Ask the question and allow it to come and be, hear it when it comes and trust when it comes in, even though you may not know what it is. It's a great story. You know, it's a great way that you heard to read the Bible and then you did when you were ready. And that's how you evolved. That's how your mission evolved. And now, you know, embodying and living and teaching that Christ consciousness, which is, you know, is the unconditional love. It's absolutely part of our new earth and our new heaven on earth and our new paradigm. So can you believe that it's already been, we've already been into it for 15 minutes. We're going to take a break on the Cornelius Show. We'll be right back with Jewel Hummingbird. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's such a special, sacred day. I have a new co-host, and her name is Jewel Hummingbird. Here I am with a hummingbird. Isn't that fantastic? I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited about our collaboration, because every month you're going to be bringing the spiritual laws. We're going to cover different spiritual laws every month, a different one. Today, yeah. We're going to talk about the law of vibration. Tell us a little bit about that law and what it is that you want us to know about that.
I wanted to start with the law of vibration just because hummingbirds are very vibratory. And also my readings are called hummingbird vibrational readings. So, you know, I'm trying to pull that in. But it's also a very important law. And a lot of us, you know, we heard about the law of attraction when The Secret came out. We all got excited about it. And Abraham Hicks helps us with that too. But the law of vibration is stating that everything is in motion, everything is oscillating, and everything has a fingerprint, the frequency. Even each individual person has a fingerprint frequency. You have your own frequency. I have my own frequency. And if our frequencies are off balance, and we can have depression, illness, sickness. If we're vibrating at a high frequency, we're usually pretty healthy and happy. And so, not to judge anybody, because I've been on the lowest of the lows, there's ways to increase your vibratory nature. And I have written a blog just for y'all, because there's a lot of science behind it. And there's other teachers out there that teach a little bit. I think Proctor has a video on the law of vibration. I learned about it in 1997 when I walked into the Psychic Eye bookstore, and I left my job as a collection agency manager. I just walked off my job one day.
That's fun. That must have been a fun, liberating, empowering feeling. It's scary too at the same time.
I was making really good money for only having an associate's degree, and I couldn't do it anymore. And I took this job at this bookstore for $5.50 an hour, which included cleaning the toilets and sweeping the sidewalks and shelving books. But I had a library of every spiritual teacher known in existence. I mean, it was huge. And that's how I became a reader too. But let's get back to the law of vibration. There's a book called The Light Shall Set You Free. It's by Dr. Norma Milanovich. It has all the spiritual laws in it. And the law of vibration was in there. And that's how it first was introduced to me. And then, you know, recently I'm really studying more about, you know, as quantum, we get into the quantum physics just recently with Dr. Joe Dispenza, and then WellPoint Spiritual Hypnosis with Ted and Christina Winslow. And all of that's kind of coming together with, you know, like you said, I'm always studying. And I just want people to understand the law of vibration is so important. And I just thought we'd talk about not the science, because I wrote the blog. You can go to my blog. And
where is the blog, Julia? Where is the blog?
On my website, and hopefully in the notes here. Hummingbird-jewel.com.
Yep. So spell it out again one more time, because people might be driving. They're listening.
Hummingbird, like a hummingbird that flies, and then a dash. Jewel is J-E-W-E-L. Hummingbirdjewel.com. If you Google hummingbird jewel, those two words, or even the word together, hummingbird jewel, my website will pop up, my Facebook will pop up, because I've used that name on social media for years. Nobody even knew my name was Julia, because I've always been going by Hummingbird Jewel. But what I thought would be fun to talk about, so the science is ways for us to keep our vibration in alignment, and different things that we can do. So like gratitude. And I know these kind of things sound like, oh, yeah, you'd be grateful. But it really works. Acts of kindness. Even just going, like, just pick somebody out of your Facebook friends and just put something beautiful on their page today. Just do it, you know, at a random. Just kind of pick somebody, you know. You don't have to spend a lot of money. And you were talking about how charitable you are. You don't have to really put 10% of money aside. Tithing can be done with time. You know, so, and things that we do for other people behind the scenes that nobody knows about, that's almost more valuable as far as the spiritual axiom of tithing. And that's a principle, but other things, meditation, of course, exercise. And what do you do to raise your vibration, Cornelia?
Well, one of the things that just comes to mind is when you were talking about, you know, giving your time and support and energy. Just last night, I was visiting with a woman who's also a co-host on the Lady Boss Show, and she developed a kit, and that it's a kit to empower women so that they have everything in one place, all their files in one place. And because when I first brought her on, she didn't have a website, she didn't mm-hmm. have anything. She didn't have, you know, the kit. She didn't have anything together. And so now we've got it all together. The website is done. The shows are popping. The message is out there. She's getting speaking gigs. People are contacting her to come and speak. And she visited with me last night, and she said, because of you, this is possible. And she said to me, she said, I want to give you 10% for life. Are you happy with that? She said this to me. I want to give you 10%. And I was just like, wow, you know, that's so generous. So to be on the receiving end of the energy that I put out, you know, the charitable ways that, you know, with time and things. So that's one of my ways.
And receiving is really important. You can get, you know, to overgiver. How do I know that? So receiving is so important, because that's that cause and effect, or, you know, that's a different spiritual law. We'll get to that one. So what other things can we do? Oh, what we eat, you know, the high vibrational foods, listening to frequency music, healing frequency music can help with your alignment daily. And I do that. And I also advocate walking, exercise. And you were talking earlier to me about that you walk first thing in the morning, and having the first morning sunlight is extremely important. Like, a lot of us don't get first morning sunlight, and that sets your circadian rhythm and helps you for your sleep and your cycles. So being out in nature is really great. And a lot of us, you know, we get so caught up in our, you know, getting into our garages of cement and into our cars, and then we drive on roads, and then we get into our offices, and we're around computers all day. And so that's enough to knock off our frequency. So I call it sinking my frink. Getting my frink on instead of freak on. And try to be aware of that every day and do things to keep that vibration high and utilize the law of vibration, because, you know, you are like a radio station admitting, you know, a call number. So you can make up whatever call number you want to be. And I think Abraham Hicks talks about that too. You know, it's like if you can't tune into a radio station unless you're on the right channel, right? So you want to tune into your channel, you know, work on your channel so that when you do want to manifest, when you do want to create, your frequency is vibrating.
Yeah, because, you know, every day, you know, every moment, I mean, wherever we're vibrating at, that's the energy we're putting out. That's what we're emitting. So we're either emitting lack or we're emitting peace and prosperity and abundance. You know, those are the two ways. It's either one or the other in that vibrational tone. So it's really always important, you know, one of my practices is always to check in how you're feeling. First thing is, how are you feeling? And make sure you take yourself to a place of feeling good. And that, you know, whatever that is. And part of, you know, my practice has always been the journaling. You know, I don't too much journal anymore now, but I journaled my way to my soul. You know, journaling has been a really big, important way for me to acknowledge my feelings, right? And discover what I was feeling and then raising my vibration. Because when you're talking about the law of vibration, we need to take our physical bodies up into our higher vibrational way of living and being so that we can create a new earth. And, you know, allow our physical bodies to rise up into that high vibratory state.
And our thoughts are a vibrational frequency too. Everything's frequency, everything.
Yeah, everything is energy, right?
Yeah, everything's energy. And I know that we've heard this before, but I really want people to really think about what is energy, what is frequency, what is vibration. And so, you know, that's why I wrote the blog. And then you can kind of go do your own research on what resonates to you until you really get that understanding. And then sink your frink daily, you know, work on it. And
I love that.
I had to get a t-shirt made.
Yes, you should. And you're so ingenious. You're so, you know, creative. You've got these fabulous names. And so...
Yeah, like hummingbirds is a Native American totem for joy, right? Yeah. I don't know. Some people know that, some people don't. And so my acronym for joy is just open yourself, J-O-Y. Just open yourself to the possibilities, you know, that are out there. So it's like, yeah. I just love hummingbird energy. I had somebody ask me the other day, what is a hummingbird, Jewel? I like the way she said, what is it? I said, I am a hummingbird. And I actually have a blog on how I got the name. It's really long. But I was talking about it being my brand. But basically, it's hummingbird, Native American totem for joy. And then Jewel came from my study of Buddhism, which is the three jewels, the Sangha, the Dharma, and the Buddha. And I was actually baptized into the Tibetan Buddhism sect. And they named me, you get a Tibetan name, and they named me Princess of the Jewels, which are the three jewels of Buddhism. So that's how we get Hummingbird Jewel. I just took the S off of it.
Princess of the Jewel. I love that. Listen, we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're going to be right back with, we're going to do a reading.
We are. Yes. My first online reading ever.
Yeah, we have to start somewhere. So we can do it now. Okay.
on the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
We are back, everyone. What a fantastic show today. We talked about one of the spiritual laws, the law of vibration. We talked about some of the beautiful gifts that Julia has discovered over the years as she's, you know, blossomed and bloomed into her true abundant spirit. And now we're getting ready to, she's getting ready to do a mini live reading with one of our participants, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the reading first.
Yeah, I wanted to just talk about my reading process because it was given to me from Spirit, and it was given to me when I was working at the Psychic Guide bookstore as a clerk, and people kept coming to me to want reading because they had readers in the store. And so I self-taught myself the tarot, and the entire process that I do is mine. And so what I do is I do an invocation, which is a prayer, and it connects me to the person. And it's similar to those that are old enough to know what a modem was. I don't know if you remember when the old days, we'd have to wait to connect to the internet. And it's, so I'm connecting to a person via their full name and their date of birth. And I actually write it down on a piece of paper and put my hand over it. I do a prayer and then I pull the cards. And so the tarot, I just quickly, I'm clairvoyant. I receive incoming messages and then I interpret the tarot, and each card can mean many, many different things. It's my job to try to tell the person the different things the card could mean, but what I feel like the card means for them, and then anything that comes in clairvoyantly, any messages that I receive. I do a spread, which each one will have a different location, and I'll just kind of go along and show you how that goes. But I quickly wanted to go over the tarot itself. There's four suits, like a playing deck. There's wands, which are long sticks with leaves coming out. That has to do with career, creativity. There's cups, which have to do with love and emotions. There's swords, which will be your angst and sorrows in life. And then there's pentacles, which have to do with money issues. Then there's 22 cards out of the 78 called Major Arcana, which means big secrets. The rest are little secrets. And so they are just more powerful cards, and they have different meanings. And none of them are evil. There's no evil to the cards. There's a devil card, which has to usually has to do with like bad habits, like biting our fingernails or overeating or something we're trying to overcome. The death card will mean transformation. It does show a skeleton. It kind of looks a little scary, but it's not scary. So I just kind of want to give a little talk about that so people kind of get the hang of it if they're not familiar with the tarot. And this tarot deck is the Rider-Waite, which takes place in medieval times. So we got princes and kings and queens and peasants. And it's pretty self-explanatory, but well, here we go. Are we ready? Do I have Marty on the line here with me?
Yes, hello. You do. Thank you.
Hi, Marty. Marty has so graciously volunteered to have me do an online reading with her. And what I need everybody out there to do, and Marty, is just to relax, take a deep breath, and just think of the name Marty. And that's all I need you to do to help me connect. I'm going to put that modem out there and connect to her. Okay, here we go. And I call out to the positive powers of the universe, to my guides, masters, and angels. Assist me to open psychically and become a channel for the light. And this is for the benefit of Marty. I'm going to shuffle the cards. If Marty was in front of me, she would shuffle the cards. But I do the readings by Zoom or by phone. So this is how it would go. When I shuffle, I just do it until I feel like the time is right. And then I'm going to put the spread out. And we're going to do a kind of a half a reading here. Which I don't normally do, so all of this is new to me. Here we go. So the first card that comes up is what's happening in Marty's present position right now, today. And it is a sword card. And like I told you, I don't know if you can see the card. The swords have to do with our hardships and our angst and, you know, maybe some problems in our life. It shows a ferryman, and he is rescuing a man and a woman and taking them from where the water is kind of rocky over to where it's very placid and calm. None of the swords are touching anybody in the card. So what this is telling me for Marty is that she's kind of had a little bit of rocky times lately, or if she has, they're going to be going behind her, and she's moving over into a more peaceful time right now in her life. And it doesn't mean you're being rescued. So I don't feel that you're being rescued. It's kind of like whatever you've been going through, it's passing by. And you've either processed something from the past or just kind of like, okay, that's been done and I'm moving on to more peaceful times. And it's happening like right now, though. You don't have to wait for it. What's crossing you, which is kind of like what's happening now also, this is the wands card. So look at the guy, and he's carrying 10 of wands. And the skies in the tarot represent what's going on too. Blue sky, so there's no lightning bolts, storms. You notice he's kind of burdened, right? Okay, you've got a lot of things going on. You've got like maybe too many things going on. But the story in this card is that he gets to the other side. He doesn't drop any of the wands. So if you don't want to take some things off your plate, you will make it. But you probably got a little too many things going on all at once. And it could be mainly to do with work. So maybe you're going to work and going to school at the same time, or just the balance of, you know, work and learning and just life in general. Just, you know, just got a lot on your. So if you have a sore back, no, just joking, but you know, he's leaned over this, he's burdened a little bit, but I think you're capable of handling everything that you have on your plate. However, you know, we do want to think about stress, and sometimes we need to drop a few wands. Like, how important is it to carry all 10 wands? Do I have to be Superwoman? The distant past card. This is the King of Wands. The King of Wands generally represents an older man who has had children, has been married before, because he's the king. And he's showing up in your past. And he's also a dreamer. Wands, kings can be creative. versus like a pentacle king would probably be a man that was in business, you know, an accountant kind of type. This guy was probably a entrepreneur. It could be a husband or a father figure. I'm getting father figure a little bit. Not sure why father figure is showing up today, but generally the card that shows in your distant past is somehow correlating to something in your present right now. Could be a memory of him. It could be that you're taking on the attributes as the King of Wands. You know, look at all the wands you're carrying and that you got that from your father figure. And it could be a father figure too. I got it that it was your father, but it could have been like a teacher. It could have been a husband, something like that. So I try to give you the different variations and what I feel like. In your recent past, we have the Page of Pentacles. So pentacles have to do with money. And the page is generally a young person. Like I say young person because I usually say children. And to me, when I'm 60, almost 61, a child can be 20. So it's a young person. It could be a young child, but it also could be a young person. This young person is looking forward maybe to college, and he's looking forward to his career. And it would probably be in the sciences, the computer area, something like that. And he's, I don't know if he's off to college or it's just somebody that's, he's very bright and he's very focused. I don't see anything going on that's wrong with that at all. And just that recently there's probably been some attention around him. It could be a nephew too, somebody that's in your life. Okay, what's above you in your near future? So I hate to tell people what time means, because if I tell them this is, you know, a week from now or 2 weeks, they get it stuck in their head. So always remember that time can be changed, but this would be like near future is like a week. It's the Queen of Swords. Okay, she's a queen, and she's usually this card is like a grandmother card or the mother card, but she's usually an elderly, or she can be like an elderly person. Not necessarily, but that's what I'm getting. I mean, it could just mean that you've overcome a lot of hardships, like you're the queen of it, you know, like I'm the queen of overcoming pain and working through my problems. But I didn't get that. I got mother, grandmother somehow. So I don't always know exactly what it means, but I'm just letting you know that. And we can talk about it in just a few minutes. I'm going to actually let you talk. Then your future card, which will be the last card today, is a major arcana card. We got one of the 22, and it's called the Moon. And there's a wolf and there's a dog, and they're howling at the moon, and there's a lobster underneath. And the lobster has to do with your subconscious mind. There's something going on in the background, and you've got to make a decision between two things. And so that's just coming up. It's not that it's anything good or bad, but I'm seeing the decision that you're going to make is going to be the right decision. So you need to trust your intuition and your gut feeling. And it's okay to ask other people for advice and opinions. I mean, I recommend that always. But really drop down into your heart and feel what resonates to you when you're making this decision. And that's the end of this mini reading. And I kind of went through it fast. But Marty, I wanted to ask you, did you resonate to this card here right now? Are you going through something and going towards something more peaceful right now?
I would say I am. Thank you for that, by the way. I would say that I am. And I feel like I kind of settle in, acclimate to a high-paced, high-stress level environment, workload. Yes. So I guess one could say by whose standards, you know, and, you know, it doesn't mean to alleviate certain things. I'm always trying to look out for those things so that I can sustain and elevate my, you know, my goals. So right. I've been building my business the last few years. So a lot of what you said makes sense.
Yeah, that's probably what has to do with the Ten of Wands too, because a lot of times when we start a business, we still have another job at the same time, and then we got our house and we got our family. But you're going to be able to handle it, and just letting you know. So, do you know who the King of Wands is in your past? Did you resonate to who that might be?
You know, it could be one of two things, or maybe a blend of the memory. My father came up for me.
Yeah, I thought so too.
He passed away in 1990, so it was a long time ago. But the last few years, especially, he's been a very strong source for me. I tend to feel drawn to him from the non-emotional side, just like the strength, you know, where it helps alleviate the emotions when I'm focused on the strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't advertise myself as a medium, but I do have those abilities, and I'm getting that he's near you and around you and part of you. Maybe not like floating around like an angel, but there's, it's like his essence is around you, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Your recent past showed a young person that's maybe focused on school right now. Did that resonate at all to you?
That could be my youngest child, who's 19.
Yeah.
And
is he going to college?
He's in military training right now.
Oh, military training. Okay, that makes sense, because pentacles are structured. You know, it's like math or science or structure.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And he's kind of far away, but there is that mental focus toward him, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Everything's good with him, by the way. He felt really good to
me. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that. There was like, and I'll be really honest. If I feel like something's off, I'll let you know, because we can change our trajectories. We can change our timelines. We can, you know, change things that something's off, but I felt everything was okay with him. In your recent, in the future, the grandmother or mother came through really strongly. Does that resonate to you for some reason?
Well, that would be my mother. She passed away 6 years ago. But she's, I feel, in spirit form for me, for sure.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm not sure really what, let me put my hand over. So if I put the hand over the card, sometimes I receive messages. Okay, something about like a celebration or somebody's birthday she's acknowledging, or is there something coming up in the next week or so? Is there a new baby
around? Nothing comes to my mind.
That's okay. Because a lot of times it will later, or I might be off too. You know, I mean,
you know what? I probably
it's kind of like something about a celebration, or I want to say a birthday or something like that. But
yeah, that's possible, actually, now that I think about it. There might be something.
I know a lot of times I like people having their friends with them when they read, because they'll go, you know what that means? And they'll go, oh, yeah. Because they're nervous.
No problem.
Okay, and then the moon, there's, it's like there's a decision that you need to make. It's a life decision, and it's kind of going in the back of your head right now. Does that resonate to you at all?
Possibly.
Like, which way do I go? It's kind of like that. Like, which path do I choose?
Well, I know ultimately where I'm not willing to negotiate. Like, no, this is in my future.
You know,
so some things are non-negotiable. So probably based on that, it'd be, you know, maybe there's a business partnership or something that may be beneficial, and I might have to decide, you know.
What I got strongly was that you need to listen to yourself, you know, and not be influenced by too many other people. It's okay to go for advice, but you go drop into your heart and in a heart mind coherence, and that's where your answer is. I think you already know, like you just said, there's, you know, that's a non-negotiable. Stick to that.
Yes.
That's your reading. That's your little mini reading. A longer reading would have had a lot more cards. We might have spent a little more time. I'm kind of like kind of going through it because it's the radio show. But I just wanted to give people a little sample of kind of what happens in a reading. And I can do these by email too, believe it or not. I just get your name and date of birth and I type it out. And they're long and you can keep them in writing. But I do readings.
That's very powerful.
I do readings by phone. I do them by Zoom. They can be shorter. I can do 30-minute phone readings. But the email readings have to be full readings because they can take me up to 2 hours. It just matters how much is coming through. I type really fast, but they take a lot. I can't do like a 30-minute email reading, but I do have different ways that I do the readings, and we can do it like over camera. We can just do it by phone. We can do it by email. So thank you, Marty, so much. So brave of you to come on.
Wow. What a powerful session. That's beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Marty, that was awesome. Thank you so much for coming on, and a very powerful reading for you. And I celebrate your success with everything that you're moving forward, and bless your foundation. Absolutely. So thank you, Marty.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
You know what? While you were doing this, while you were reading, I'm sitting here texting you. I'm texting you. You don't know this because your phone's probably off because you're on the radio right now. But I'm sitting here texting you, and I'm telling you how awesome you are, and what a beautiful soul you are, and how great of a reader you are, and how wonderful this is to be, you know, on this side of the... Fantastic. We're doing such a great job. Excellent job.
Yeah, I just love giving readings. They just charge me up. Whew. So because spirit comes through, you know, the divine comes through me. And I'll be nervous before I give a reading, but as soon as I start the invocation, I'm gone. Ego's gone. You know, spirit comes in, and it's just really beautiful how it works. So.
And you did such a great job with Marty, and I know that she...
Yeah, I don't know her at all. Now I'm going to go look at her Facebook.
And, you know, because I know her, right? And so I know her, and the thing about it is that she's leading an empire. So when you were talking about the Ten of Wands, she's leading an empire. So that's why I'm like, wow, yeah. And she's running a household and all the different things. Said. So she's a big kahuna there out there.
Meaning, oh, that's awesome. She's beautiful, beautiful soul. Lots of for her.
Yeah. She just texted and said, wow, that was powerful. So great job, Julia.
We're on break right now. Is that right?
We skipped the break because I didn't want to interrupt you because you were so...
That's good. Are we going to do the last segment?
We're in the last segment. We have 5 minutes before we're done.
Okay. I'm just wondering how things are going. So do we want to talk about brains and beauty and reverse aging?
Let's do it. So can you sum that up in 5 minutes?
I can give it a try. So brains and beauty, I represent Miura products. And one of the most important thing for my reverse aging is my brain health. And most women are always going to want to do their skin, but to me, it's your mental stimulation because your brain's, there's connection between your nerve cells, and your brain has to generate new cells all the time. And if you have, your brain health healthy, you can actually bank your brain cells. I use this product, EHT by Neora, and I'm a Neora brand partner. I will not go without it. I'm in my 60s, my partner and I. Don't walk into the room and wondering what I'm doing there anymore. I don't repeat myself anymore. It's just excellent for cognitive abilities. And it's a combination of like 6 or 7 vitamins. You get D and you get alpha lipoic acid and huperzine C. And there's a link to purchase it in my store, or you can go to Reverse Aging. And anybody that buys any products in my store will get a free bottle of Julia oil. So my Reverse Aging store. So that's one of my offers that I'm going to be giving out today.
That's wonderful. So how do we, tell us about, you know, how do we get the products? How do we find out more information about it? We've just got a few minutes.
Okay. We go to Hummingbird Jewel, hummingbird-jewel.com, and click on Reverse Aging. And then I have 2 different companies I represent, and you would go down to Neora, and then you would find the health and wellness line. Of course, they have lots of different products. I'd be glad to always offer a free consultation to anybody that wants to talk about reverse aging, because then I can help, you know, get you to the right product. That's just one I won't do without. But I also have other offers, and they're on the site. I'm doing readings, email readings, only 10 I can do for $75. That's half off. All you do is email hummingbirdjewel@yahoo.com. and mention Cornelia's name. And then we can, you know, book a time to do your email reading. And then I'm going to do 10 30-minute voice or Zoom readings for only $60. Again, only 10. And you got to email hummingbirdjewel@yahoo.com, mention Cornelia for that special. And I will trade it into a regular coaching session if you don't want a tarot reading. You just want coaching on relationships or finances or life in general or in anything like that. I do also do coaching.
Yeah. I mean, you've given us so much today. It's been such a fantastic show. So wonderful information, right? First, you know, with you being introduced to, you know, your debut, and then also the law of vibration, the reading, and now the reverse aging. So it's wonderful to have you on Team Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to this collaboration with you over the next year. Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in. Thank you, Marty Rogers, for coming on. And we'll see you again next Friday on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe on the YouTube, everybody. Thanks so much. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.